Bette Clark is chair of the Congressional Black Caucus.
If this president is willing to send military troops into an American city over peaceful dissent, we must ask, what happens next?
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was on Capitol Hill today, insisting the troops are needed to protect federal agents.
We believe that ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country.
The Defense Department estimates the deployment will cost $134 million. Earlier, President Trump observed a military demonstration before addressing the troops at Fort Bragg.
This week, we honor 250 years of valor and glory and triumph by the greatest fighting force ever to walk the face of the earth, the United States Army.
And he announced more bases will revert to their previous names, Fort Hood, Fort Pickett, Fort Lee, and Fort A.P. Hill. A new U.N. report warns fertility rates around the world are declining at an unprecedented rate.
The U.N. Population Fund survey found most people want two or more children, but one in five say they will not have their desired number. They cited financial reasons, infertility, lack of time, or lack of a suitable partner. Demographer Anna Rockrich.
It seems that the whole humanity currently is entering the era of low fertility.
The U.N. fears some countries will overcorrect, like they did 40 years ago when they worried they had too many people. Now they're looking to boost fertility again. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
In Ghent, Austria today, a rare school shooting. Tina Kraus reports.
The mayor called the killings a terrible tragedy and said special forces were among the police deployed to the high school after a call saying shots were fired.
10 people died, including the gunman, who officials say was a former student. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials finished 105 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A park in downtown Kenosha and a busy Racine County intersection are where protesters are expected to gather this weekend. They are among the more than 50 Wisconsin locations where protests against immigration enforcement are being coordinated. In Kenosha, a group has planned what they call a parody performance art event for Saturday at Civic Center Park. There's a posting for a Racine County gathering Saturday near the intersections of Highway 20 and 31 in Mount Pleasant. The One Racine Day Juneteenth event is underway. The Bryant Community Center is home to an afternoon of celebration, education, and community building. In addition to the games, food, and music, organizers say the event spotlights topics like water safety and human trafficking. The event runs through 7. Federal prosecutors are fighting Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's request to dismiss her case. Yesterday, prosecutors warned that a dismissal based on judicial immunity could set a dangerous precedent. They argue that allowing judges immunity for alleged criminal acts would undermine federal law enforcement and the rule of law. Dugan's lawyers say her actions were protected as official judicial acts. Starbucks students in Racine ended their year in a unique way. Online, you can read all about the situation and all about the money they raised for a good cause. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers try to rebound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field, where the Brewers host the Braves in Game 2 of their series. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes. The Brewers losing last night 7-1. The team making some roster moves today, sending reliever Grant Anderson down to Nashville and recalling right-hand pitcher Easton McGee. NFL Packers minicamp underway. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst why couldn't they hang on to defensive back Jaire Alexander when they still have $46 million left under the salary cap.
I think, you know, over the last 4 years, you know, there's been a lot of games missed. I mean, I just think for what that amount of money is, I think that's a lot to pay for a guy who hasn't been able to get out on the field. Like, it's not his fault, just something that kind of transpired. We're looking for something different.
Today, the Packers moved Bo Melton from wide receiver to defensive back.
Again, his play on special teams, it's just you don't have too many wideouts in this league that are as effective as he is on teams.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, highs in the upper 70s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, a chance of showers and storms. Cooler highs with the clouds in the mid 60s. It's 71 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1971.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1971. A year when bell bottoms were whiter than your grandma's cookie jar lid, and everyone smelled vaguely of Aquanet. Gas was 36 cents a gallon, unless you were in a hurry, in which case you just coasted downhill in neutral. Richard Nixon was in the White House, the Brady Bunch was on your living room screen, and if you wanted to make a call, you had to walk to the phone, and it was attached to the wall. Barbaric. On the radio in 1971, we were listening to Bill Withers.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave a young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Time she goes away.
For From 1971, it's Bill Withers and Ain't No Sunshine on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971. Bill Withers once explained how that song came about. He said, "I was watching a movie called Days of Wine and Roses with Lee Rimmick and Jack Lemmon. They were both alcoholics who were alternately weak and strong. It's like going back for seconds on rat poison. Sometimes you miss the things that aren't particularly good for you." Well, in 1971, busing was in the news.
The operative word in the news in 1971 was busing. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that busing of students could be ordered to achieve racial desegregation. Many students spent long hours on buses to achieve that end.
On the radio in 1971, it was Badfinger and Day After Day. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1971.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room, day after day.
It's Badfinger and Day After Day on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1971. George Harrison produced that song and played guitar on it. The year before, members of Badfinger played on Harrison's first solo album, All Things Must Pass. In 1971, we were all playing with Weebles. Do you remember those? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Ever watch kids play with Weebles? It's really something. Hey, hey, look at me and Weeble. Me and Weeble go all around. One day, kids pretend they're flying into Weeble Airport. Next day, they play around the Weeble Cottage. Or if it's real nice, they go out to the Weeble Marina and go fishing. Hey, hey, look at me and Weeble. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Romper Room makes Weeble toys.
On the radio in 1971, we were listening to Janis Joplin, me and Bobby McGee, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Nothing. And feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. One day up near Salinas, Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. Body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. When feeling good was easy alone, when he sang the blues, hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
It's Janis Joplin and me and Bobby McGee on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1971. Now that song was written by Kris Kristofferson, who wrote hundreds of songs for a wide variety of artists. Kristofferson would become a successful solo artist and appear in several movies, but it was Janis Joplin's hit cover of that song that brought his career to the next level. Well, in 1971, a popular Broadway show was turned into a movie, Godspell.
Godspell is a modern musical adaptation of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. 20 million people around the world have seen Godspell on the stage. Now Godspell is a movie. The message of Godspell is timeless, but prepare. Its mood and its music, its joy and its love are the Gospel according to today. Get ready for Godspell.
that's going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1971. Simpler times, stranger fashion, and somehow we all survived with only minor disco-related trauma. And tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another WRJN class reunion. Tomorrow we'll feature the class of 1967.
Father's Day is almost here, and WRJN has the perfect way to save on gifts dad will love. Today only, get an extra 15% off your entire order with promo code DAD at checkout. From rounds of golf to restaurant deals, grab discounted gift certificates from local businesses, perfect for summer fun and Father's Day surprises. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and treat dad and your wallet right with WRJN Big Deals.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It says here a study out of Ohio State University found that boys are more afraid of snakes, monsters, and scary amusement park rides than girls are, while girls are more afraid of thunderstorms and the dark.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. There you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. Thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Feels so fine. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. But you bright enough for me all of my days. With a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby. Sugar sometimes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, now. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's like jelly, baby.
news matters, and now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing more of it to you than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you can hear the latest on WRJN, then get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Now let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The One Racine Day Juneteenth event is underway. The Bryant Community Center is home to an afternoon of celebration, education, and community building. In addition to the games, food, and music, organizers say the event spotlights topics like water safety and human trafficking. The event runs through 7. The Juneteenth parade is this weekend. A new rail spur project in Kenosha County will link a manufacturing site to the Union Pacific Railroad. The project in Pleasant Prairie involves building nearly 2,000 feet of new track. Balkan USA, Inc. recently expanded their facility to accommodate the new equipment. The extension will create dozens of jobs. Relaxing is about to fully resume at a Racine County park. This summer, Quarry Lake Park will unveil its upgraded beach house, improved parking, and new ADA-compliant access to the water. The county says the shoreline is now more natural, supporting better water quality and a safer beach. Until the work is done, people are being asked to be cautious around the construction zones and to stay alert for a sudden drop-off near the water's edge. Starbucks students in Racine ended their year in a unique way. Online, you can read all about the situation and all about the money they raised for a good cause. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, highs in the upper 70s. On Thursday, increasing clouds, a chance of showers and storms. Cooler highs with the clouds in the mid 60s. Currently, it's 66.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
And Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
Well, things are definitely buzzing at Westa Museum right now. They have two fantastic exhibits, both opening on Wednesday, June 11th. And both of these exhibits highlight our local artistic talent.
Okay.
So first up, Racine Art Guild opens their juried exhibition 2025 on June 11th. That's at RAM's Westa Museum. Running only until August 9th, this exhibition features over 30 of Racine's favorite artists and 62 works. The works on display do, obviously, display advanced art techniques and presentation techniques. So if you want to experience the exhibit and the artists a bit more in depth, you can also check out the opening reception on Wednesday, which is happening from 6 to 8.
Okay.
Also opening on Wednesday at Westa is Awakening the Senses. That's art that invites interaction. And this one really sounds fun. While traditional museum etiquette usually requires you to stand back and admire from afar, even when you don't want to be too far away, these pieces encourage you to get up close and personal. They activate the senses, not only sight, of course, but the 26 works by local artists encourage touch and have sound, and some even have smell.
Oh, okay.
So their opening reception is also Wednesday from 6 to 8. So really, Westa is the place to be this Wednesday.
Do you need like a reservation or something? Do you know?
You don't. Okay. And of course, admission to Westa is always free.
Free!
So Westa is open on Wednesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can find information on all of their exhibits, their classes, and more on their website, which is part of ramart.org.
Ramart.org. And lots of information on your website, too.
There certainly is. And it's looking pretty spiffy. We had a brand new website debut last week, but we are still at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay, there she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hang on, Snoopy.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Hang on,
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we're not dirty, we're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
And Timeless Hits on WRJN, where you can listen to the late Paul Harvey and his archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. Rest of the Story, mornings at 7:25, middays at 12:05. It's brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. And if you miss an episode of Paul Harvey on the Air, check out the weekly shows online at wrjn.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine Harbor Fest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner. The very first time. Then on Saturday, it's High Octane Country from Bella Kane. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harbor Fest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, then Milwaukee Brewers baseball is on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon after Brewers baseball on WRJN. Have a great night.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, I did, dee. Alabama, come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to
money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know? You got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a hold-on ranger. And you don't mess around with Slim.
WRJN.
Punch.